Hello, everyone, and welcome to our KrausCast webinar series. My name is Amy Beecham, and I'm the Marketing Director here at Kraus Financial. Today's topic is Mastering Marketing for Your Law Firm, hosted by the founder and CEO of BAMBiz, Jim Blake. First, we have a few housekeeping items. If you have any questions during today's webinar, you can go ahead and type those in the questions section of the GoToWebinar toolbar, and we will answer them at the end of the presentation. Next, a copy of today's slide deck can be found in the handout section of the GoToWebinar toolbar. And we also ask that you please complete that post-webinar survey that will appear on your screens at the end of the presentation, as we truly do appreciate your feedback. And now we'll get to the presentation. Jim, thank you for being here, and I will turn it over to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Amy. And it's awesome to be back for another KrausCast. So today we're going to talk about mastering marketing, have a very comprehensive look at all the things that you can do as an elder law or estate planning attorney to really just help your practice grow and get more leads so that you can help more families in your community. The thing that I want to make sure that we're doing, and I know I talked with Amy about it before we started, if you have questions, throw them in the questions. And if you have anything that you want to throw in the chat, feel free to throw that in there as well. I like to make these presentations as interactive as I possibly can. Makes it more fun for me. And so if I see some things coming through there at strategic pauses, I'll make sure that I'm answering those and you're getting the most value out of this presentation that you possibly can. So the goal today in the next 45 minutes or so is to help you master your marketing so that you can stop wasting time and money, attract great clients that you love, and grow the practice of your dreams, which is hopefully why you started in your practice in the first place. So, wow, things have changed a lot in the last couple of years. The marketing landscape is changing. Some of the marketing tactics that you've probably done in the past, they're losing their effectiveness. And obviously, one of the big parts of that is AI, Google, and just your clients' trust. AI probably being the biggest one of those. You know, you woke up a couple of years ago, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's this thing called ChatGPT, and it can do all these crazy things. And here we are today, and that keeps getting, I mean, right now is the dumbest it's going to be. And it obviously, it keeps getting smarter and smarter, and it's going to have a lot of opportunity out there. We'll dig into that a little bit as well. So what is the biggest mistake in marketing that you can make? And I honestly believe that the biggest mistake is blending in, which makes you invisible. Your goal as an elder law or estate planning firm is to make your firm impossible to ignore. You want people to see you, remember you, and take action the next time that they're thinking about something that would require your professional help. The three keys to effective marketing is to make sure that, number one, it's client-centered. And we'll talk a little bit more of this. I hope some people have some questions about it as well. But what you really want to do is you want to tell a story to your ideal clients. And I'll touch on what ideal clients are right now, and I'll dig into it a little bit more in some further slides that I'll be talking about. But when you're thinking about your clients and who you want to help, you really need to refine what an ideal client looks like. Because if you're doing marketing to attract people that you don't honestly want to work with on a day-to-day basis, then you're wasting your marketing money, your time, your effort, your energy. And what do I mean by that? You know, sometimes we'll have like a client that's like, hey, I want to make a part of our website about pet trusts or something like that. And they do content about that because, you know, and then it's like, well, do you want to do pet trusts all day? And they're like, no, actually, I want to do, you know, Medicaid crisis protection plans and things like that. And it's like, okay, well, we need to focus our time and energy on that. So you need to make sure that you're telling a story to attract people that you actually want to work with on a day-to-day basis that would make you the happiest you could possibly be by marketing to those folks. You need high-impact lead generation. That means you need to be bringing in names, phone numbers, email addresses of people in your community that could potentially work with you. And you want to build authority and relationship with those people. You want to be the one that they think about when they're thinking about things that you could potentially help them with. So let's talk about building a future-focused firm. Who are you actually marketing to? Again, you want to target your ideal clients so that you can get more conversions of those people. You want to be very specific on who you're talking to. The less general, the better. And you want to speak to their pain points. What are the things that your ideal clients are thinking about before they reach out to you typically? I have a tool here, depending on how you have this set up. If you're watching it on your computer or mobile device, you can scan that QR code and it'll take you and you'll be able to just for free, no opt-in required. You'll be able to download this ideal client blueprint. And I think it's a great tool to use with your team during one of your strategic planning meetings to really define who your ideal client is. So scan that, and if not, write down that little website, the bit.ly, and you'll be able to access this and then the other tool that we'll talk about on the next slide. But what you want to do with this is sit down with your team and hone in on what your ideal client actually is. And so as you can see on one side, we're talking about before, and then the other side, we're talking about after. And that means before they're working with you, these are the things that they're typically experiencing. And then on after, you're talking about this is what their life looks like after you've helped guide them through the journey from where they are today to where they'll be after they've worked with you. And so sit down with your team and fill this out in detail, and you'll be able to really be able to hone in on your marketing messages so that everything that you're producing resonates with this particular person. So you'll talk about what's causing them to take action? What does their normal day look like? What does the day look like after? What type of mental struggles are they having before they start working with you? What are they experiencing now that they've worked with you and you've been able to help them plan? So download this. This is going to be a tool that you can use to really help refine your marketing messaging. And then once you have that, what you'll want to do is make sure that your website is speaking to your ideal clients. And so you want to be, like I had said earlier, less general and more specific. And this template right here, we call it our website blueprint. And again, it's in that, if you scan that QR code or go to that website, you'll be able to download it right from a shared Dropbox. And it shows you how you should lay out your website so it has maximum impact based on a story. And the goal is to think above the fold on your website. And when somebody visits your website, there's four questions that your website should be able to answer for them within the first 5 seconds of them landing on the page. And that's, what do you do? Why does it matter to me? How does it make my life better? And how do I buy it, or how do I take action? And so you want to be able to answer how you help people. And so you can see above the fold, this is a concept that's been around obviously since the newspapers, the headline that would be there before the fold, obviously on the newspaper. You want that to be very clear. So like on this example here, helping seniors protect and preserve their legacy. That's what you want it to be. You want it to be about them, you know, and what you're able to help them with. And then you want to have calls to action. So you can see on this blueprint here where it says, how can you help? You want that to be short and very clear. And then where it has these buttons that say CTA, that means call to action. So you want to make them do something on your website where you're collecting their name, phone number, and email address so that you can have your team reach out and follow up with them so that you can help them with whatever it is that they need help with. And a lot of people, one of the biggest things is just adding those call to actions to the website, because your website is not just a glorified business card. It's actually a place where people can go and you're able to build your list. And that's stuff that we'll talk about later on in this presentation. But you want to be able to reach out to these people. You want your marketing to go somewhere. You want to be able to build your contact list so that you can have email communications going out. Your team can reach out through automations and direct communication, which we'll talk about. Some of you may have read this book. They just released a 2.0 version of it. I didn't write it. This guy named Donald Miller, who's pretty good at just creating marketing messages for small businesses, local businesses. I would highly recommend jumping on Amazon, you know, paying the 10 bucks or whatever it is to download this or get it shipped over to your house. But highly encourage you to read this, because when you see like the template and you read this book, your team at the office can definitely start, having a lot of aha moments, because you want to take them through a story. You want to make sure that they have a very clear message, and you want to be able to provide answers to the issues that your clients have. And this is a great resource for you to do that. So highly recommend Building a Story Brand. What types of things should you give away on your website? And so these are the ones that we like the most and we would recommend is for lead generation. So that's you collecting, again, their name, phone number, and email address into your CRM or into a Google spreadsheet or something like that so that your team is able to follow up with them. You want to be able to provide things like a guide or a short video. Those are very successful. A webinar or a workshop. So maybe there's like a short webinar that you've recorded or a workshop that you're hosting in your community that you want people to put their information in and register for, or a direct consultation. I think it's later in my presentation, but I'll touch on it briefly now in case it's not. When you're running like paid ads to these type of things, the cost to acquire somebody to sign up for or provide their name, phone number, and email address is going to be different depending on the level of commitment that they have with you. And so if someone's just downloading a PDF file or watching a short video that's answering a question, then that cost to acquire that lead is going to be less in your paid advertising. The more of a commitment that they have, so if they're going to watch a webinar or they're going to attend a workshop, that's a step up from that. It's normally going to cost a little bit more to acquire them in your paid advertising efforts. And then if you're doing something like, hey, just sign up for a consultation with me, that's going to be one of the most expensive paid advertising campaigns that you can run out there, because you're requiring a lot out of these folks. They're going right from, I have never met you, to I'm going to sign up for a consultation and take my time and do that. So, but they're all possible. It just kind of depends on your unique goals. But again, you need to have all of these available on your website if you're doing something like that, because you want to give them options depending on where they're at. You want to meet them where they are. Again, don't talk too much about you. Talk about them, their problems, their family, what life looks like after working with your firm. So you want to take them on a journey. And then like Donald Miller's book there, he calls it, you know, you're the guide leading them to what their desired future looks like. Here's some example websites so you can kind of see what they look like in real life based off of the template there that, you know, you can download and see some of the websites that we've done for our clients where it's very crystal clear, like protecting your loved ones and everything you've built now and forever. Call to action, call to action. And so the bottom one, the Central Florida Elder Care, that one is a template website that we have. And there's a link to that on that template so you can take a look and see like what a demo site looks like. And then I believe these might even be on our website, vanbiz.net, if you want to go look at like the website portfolio and take a look and see like what these look like in real life and interact with them. You can feel free to do that as well. So let's talk about more than just websites. Google Business Profile. I'm sure all of you have this. If you don't have one of these, you need to definitely make sure that you have access to it. You've created one. You've claimed it, claimed ownership of it. But clients are obviously searching Google, and now they're searching AI, and they're getting results. You can see even on our little example here, the first thing that pops up when you search BAMBiz is us, but there's an AI overview in there as well. So you want to make sure that your AI overviews are correct. It's going to pull that. Google is going to pull that from your Google Business Profile and get a lot of information out of that. You're going to want to make sure that your reviews and your engagement on that are up. It's going to equal trust. The more reviews you have, they're going to help with AI, and it's going to help with your SEO. And so let's talk about Google reviews. They still mean a lot. You definitely need to be focused on getting these. The best way to do it, everybody's market is going to be different depending on where you're at in the country. And so what you want to do is just Google yourself or Google, you know, elder law attorney, your city name. You know, if I'm doing it here, I'd say, you know, elder law attorney, Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, and then boom, see what's available. And then, hey, look, there's, you know, in this example, one of our clients, Jim Miskell. Hey, there he is, and he's got 65 reviews. What's my goal if he's my competitor in my area? I need 66 reviews. Okay, great. So how do we get 66 reviews? Well, you can take 66, divide that out by number of months, and figure out how many you need per month. And then once you start doing it, you can figure out, hey, if we ask 10 people, you know, 3 people actually do it. And so if that's the case, then I can just do some simple math there and figure out how many people I need to ask to hit my goals and then become the number one firm in my area to get those Google reviews. The best way to do that is to automate that. One of the big aha moments we had from when I was doing a presentation similar to this at an event was you don't necessarily have to have a review from somebody that retained you. That you, if you're out in the community right now and you're doing educational events and workshops and you're doing, you know, other helpful things to, you know, with your community, ask for reviews from people. If they got value out of something that you've put out there into the universe, ask for the review. Hey, if you enjoyed this presentation, we'd love to have a 5-star review if you think somebody else would find it valuable. Then you can throw up things like a QR code and boom, you can get a couple extra reviews that way. And so I wouldn't ever let any type of opportunity like that pass you by without putting something like that out there and you know, getting the reviews, because they honestly really, really help. And it's something that you should be focused on. You know, some of the stuff that we're doing with our marketing, you know, we provide like automation tools and that like that and stuff like that to our clients so that they can, you know, when a case is closed, it sends out a review request, you know, QR codes, little stand-up things you can put up at your front desk. I mean, there's lots of different things you can do with QR codes and automations to get more reviews. So definitely something that you should do. And again, it's public knowledge out there what your competition is doing. So you just got to be just a little bit better than them. So let's talk about scaling your impact and talk a little bit more about lead generation. Paid ads. This is kind of, you know, one of Bamba's sweet spots. It's not just about, you know, visibility. The problem that we see a lot with paid ads, it's your goal with paid ads. If you're actually throwing your money, your hard-earned marketing dollars at an advertising campaign, you, like what we talked about, like the first slide, is you don't want your stuff to blend in. And unfortunately, we get a lot of pushback sometimes on ads for, hey, can you change X, Y, and Z about this ad? I'd like it almost to blend in a little bit more based on, you know, some feedback. And I want to tell you, like, the goal when you're paying for ads is to do exactly what these bullets say right here. So you want them to stop scrolling. If it blends in, people are just doom scrolling online right now. Like, they're checked out. They're scrolling. They're, you know, they're in the car. They're scrolling. If they're the passenger, hopefully, they're on the toilet scrolling. They're doing a whole bunch of different things, right? Like, and so you need to have something in there that pops out at them and makes it stand out. And sometimes that's not being the most beautiful ad in the entire world. Sometimes that's, you know, almost having like a still image of yourself, you know, kind of mid-sentence or like acting surprised or with a brighter color than you maybe typically would use. But it needs to be something that stands out. Because if you can get them to stop scrolling for a half a second, maybe you can get them to read something. And if you can get them to read something and it resonates with them, which your paid advertising should do, because if your marketing company or your marketing team is doing it right, then the ads should be getting shown to people that should be qualified or have an interest in what you do. If they're interested in it, then they'll click it. And if they click it, it needs to take them to a page where they're going to remember what they clicked it. So what does that mean? That means that the page that you're sending them to needs to be very similar in design, look, feel, words, images as the ad that they just clicked. Because if it's totally different, like one of the big problems that we see is you get somebody to click on an ad. And that's, like you said, you've already at that point gotten to stop the scroll. You got them to read something and you got them to click. You're halfway through the process and then you take them to just your homepage of your website, which is totally different than anything that they just clicked online. They're out. They bounce out of there in a second, and it was a waste of paid advertising. So you want to get them to remember why they actually clicked it, and then you actually have to get them to provide their name, phone number, and email address to do the thing that you want them to do. And so it's really hard. It's very difficult. And that's why there's a lot of people, firms that jump around from marketing agency to marketing agency, or they, a marketing person at the firm to another one, because this is a very difficult thing to do, because you have to get all of those things right in sequence. And so let's talk a little bit about, let's dig into that a little bit more. And again, if you have questions about this, I'm looking over here at the questions in the chat, feel free to throw something in there. And I'm happy, as long as I have a little bit of extra time, to jump in there and answer your unique questions as well. Facebook and Instagram allow you to do targeting. So your marketing team should be targeting by things like age, interest, life events. And again, more and more law firms are using these platforms now. So your competition is doing this. You know, the good news is, just like the previous slide, they're probably not doing it to the best of their ability. So there's still a lot of opportunity for you to take advantage of that. And again, we've seen huge success promoting educational content. Like with workshops and webinars, that's probably what most of our clients are using us for paid ads for. Because if you can get the right message in front of the right people for those and you get them in a room, it's just been really successful for those firms in the elder law space. And again, digital ads show you feedback in real time. We can see what the cost per leads are. Whereas you do things like billboards or newspaper ads, you don't really get to see that in real time. We can see real time. This image is doing well. This video is doing well. This image is not doing well. This area for workshops is great. This one is not. And with a couple of days feedback and metrics, we can make pivots and change things, request new creatives. And so it's just a really great way to test a bunch of things out and get really good results for these elder law and estate planning firms. So again, the goal is to stop the scroll. So this is one of our clients, Dan Hill. And you can see kind of what I'm talking about there. Boom, we're stopping the scroll with bright colors, big headlines, a good call to action or pain point. How do we protect our home and savings from nursing home costs? I mean, hopefully everybody on this presentation can relate to that. And then a video that's not a beautiful video. It's a video of somebody right there, selfie style video, and just resonating with the audience where they're at. These people are watching this on Instagram. They're watching this on Facebook. And it fits right in the narrative with those platforms. So again, look at your current ads, if you're running ads, and ask yourself, would you click it? Is it client-centered? And is the call to action clear and compelling? Do you know what the next step is when they're seeing this? So people know what they're going to do. The best place for you to focus as an elder law firm, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube right now. That's where the older demographic is spending their time. They're looking at pictures of their kids and their grandkids, and they're interacting and engaging with communities and groups, and they're spending time watching YouTube videos and everything like that. That's where you need to be. Yes, there's other platforms out there, but if you're wasting your time on all of these other platforms, and you don't have a dedicated strategy to do each one of those platforms, then you're not going to get traction on any of them. And so what I would highly recommend doing is mastering one of them and then mastering another. And then each time you're mastering it, you move on to the next platform. And it's an easy way to do this is just repurpose your content. So take what you have and then put that in your email, put that on YouTube, split it up for social media. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Your time is limited. Use what you have. Use the tools available to you through your partners and make something happen. This is where I think the biggest opportunity lies for elder law and estate planning and video. I mean, everybody's watching video right now. And so I call them FAQ and SAQ videos. So these are frequently asked questions and should ask questions. And one of the things, if you can take away from this presentation today, that I think would have the greatest amount of impact, other than one that we're going to talk about in a little bit as well, about email, but just go brainstorm after this call, or, you know, just the top 10 frequently asked questions that your ideal clients are asking you when they get on the phone with you for the first time, or during those discovery calls, or at the initial consult. And take those top 10 and then think to yourself, what are the top 10 questions that people should be asking us before they come in for that consultation, before they come in for the discovery call? And then write those top 10 questions down. So now you have a pool of 20 questions that you can sit down and make videos out of. And with tools now like ChatGPT and things like that, I recommend personally, your knowledge is in your head, right? And you know, you probably talk about this stuff all day, every day. Sit down in front of ChatGPT, if you're familiar with it, put on dictation mode, and then just answer each one of these questions and dictate, you know, talk to ChatGPT for 3 to 5 minutes on each one of those questions, and then tell it to write you a YouTube script based on your dictation on the answer to those questions. After you do that, you'll have a really nice YouTube script. You'll probably have to edit it a little bit, and then just have somebody film you with the smartphone answering those questions, reading that script. And you have a video library right now that then you can use for YouTube, social media, and everything. You can repurpose those everywhere. You can add those to your email newsletters, and you don't have to keep answering those type of questions over and over and over again. You can automate stuff like when somebody signs up for a consultation, you can have an automation that goes out with an email that says, hey, these are the top 10 questions that people are asking us. Here's the top 10 questions you should be asking us before you talk to an elder law attorney. And boom, people are going to watch them. And if they don't watch them and they have a question again, and your team, someone calls in the office, your team can just send them over the video. This is something that's going to save a lot of time. And if you can just take one thing out of this, this might be one of the ones I would highly recommend, just sitting down and busting this out. You could literally do this in probably 1 hour today. You know, if you took 15 minutes to brainstorm these questions, and then you talk to ChatGPT to get, you know, with your input, and then you could record these, you know, maybe it takes another hour to record them, but it's done. So repurpose those everywhere. And that'll build trust and authority. Patrick here, I don't know if any of you know Patrick, but his videos now get a lot of people because he's expanded so much on YouTube. He goes viral on some of his videos, which took a long time to do that. But now we don't have, if we're running ads for him, we're running ads for him in his local market. It just makes the most sense because that's where most of the business is coming from. But there is a group of people out there, like the kids of the seniors, that might live in different states that will never know that you exist unless they literally just, you know, do a Google search. But maybe they're on YouTube and they're searching for something, you know, how do I protect mom and dad's house? And now there's a lawyer answering that question in the city that mom and dad live in. That's something now where it's like, okay, that video out there just got you a new client because somebody that was in California saw that you answered this video in Atlanta, and now they reached out to you in Atlanta because mom and dad lived there. So it's definitely something to keep in mind and do. And again, I said, yeah, one of the action steps, create a video, make it happen. Use the, you know, our tools. If you are a Bambas client, there's tools inside of your Marketing Essentials dashboard that does that for you. Otherwise, you can kind of do what I said and then edit it a little bit inside of like ChatGPT. But yeah, just make these videos. They don't need to be long. You know, the video after you have it all said and done can be a minute or two, and then post it everywhere. And keep it going there. Lead generation. Again, we talked about what those look like, webinars, seminars, and lead magnets, and then how that process works. So if you're trying to get more leads, the process if you're using paid ads is to take a Facebook ad or a Google ad, something that you're paying traffic for. This can, technically, it could even be a newspaper if you had it going to a page or something like that with the URL, but just taking them to a landing page. And then once they put their name, phone number, and contact in there, you have automated and personal follow-up coming through. And so I put in this presentation personal follow-up because a lot of people either do personal follow-up or they do automated follow-up, but not a lot of people do automated and personal follow-up. And I just want to let you guys know that automated and personal follow-up is going to be the best thing. So use the tools that are available out there to do things like, you know, email automation, voicemail drops, automated voicemails that go out, text messages. Those are all great things and easy ways for you to automate that process. But nothing is still going to be better than a real human jumping on the phone and asking questions and being excited. So I think on the next, I think it's up here. I'll say it a little bit now. But like the tonality of that person really makes a difference. I actually heard another poor example today. We were calling the law office and, you know, the person that answered the phone sounded like if you have kids and you've watched the movie Monsters, Inc., there's this beautiful lady on there, Marge, who answers the phone like law office, you know, and it's not very welcoming or inviting or anything like that. And so what you want to do is you want the tonality of the person answering those calls to be very excited and to sound welcoming and engaging and excited for you to be, you know, calling the law firm. And so that's one of the things when they're doing this follow-up, would say like, oh, I don't want to do follow-up. Well, number one, this isn't cold outreach. This is people that have requested information from the firm. So this isn't just us cold calling anybody. We don't want to do that. This is us following up and helping people that have requested help from us. Second, be super awesome on the phone call. Be excited, smile when you dial, you know, that type of thing. And you're going to find that you get a lot more engagement because of that, which will jump us into converting clients and long-term growth, which I think I'm probably talking about some of the same things here. So if you're not following up, and again, I stress following up so much because as a marketing company, we can see firms and we can see how many leads that they're getting and how awesome their marketing is doing, or, you know, maybe some are struggling here and there, but we can see like when the leads are coming through and we can see how many are coming through. And based on what we see over a national level, we're like, well, this firm should be like just, you know, growing at an exponential rate, loving how things are going. And then they'll be like, we're struggling. And it's like, well, how are you struggling? And it's the follow-up. It's always the follow-up on that. You know, how are you following up with these people? How much are you following up with them? What are you doing? And so, you know, following up too many times, think to yourself, am I doing too many follow-ups? And if your answer is no, then you need to do more follow-ups, because there's no such thing as too many follow-ups. Again, you're not bothering these folks because these people opted in. And if they don't want to, they'll just say, please never call me again, or unsubscribe from your newsletters or whatever it may be. But you're not bothering these people. And again, you can automate the email, you can automate the texts, but the human touch is definitely going to be something that converts. And the tone and the warmth matters when you're doing this. And so here's some examples as far as some of the automations that we put out there. But yeah, that can be done through different CRM platforms and automations and marketing systems. And if you ever have any questions about that, feel free to reach out to us. I'm always happy to help with that stuff as well. And again, hire the right person to do the follow-up. You know, if it's just the person that's kind of done it because they picked the shortest straw when they were drawing straws, it's probably not the person that you want to do your follow-up. You want somebody to be really super engaging and maybe even throw some cool, fun contests out there. Hey, if we can get X amount of people to, you know, engage with us on the phone call follow-ups that you're doing, you know, we can have an office party or do something fun or whatever makes a difference. But the tonality does matter. And your goal is to help, you know, even if you're not helping them now. We've been doing this now for 8+ years. And so we see the growth that, like, over time, how it just, like, literally is like a snowball that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And so even if it's a no today, it's a yes tomorrow. And so you have to be thinking about that as well. And I know that that's hard to do when you're starting off on your marketing efforts and your team is just like getting used to these type of things. But it's like, this person, even though they, you know, you did a great job following up with them, they seem engaged, they'll be back. They'll be back because we're going to be doing other things. We're going to be following up with them. We're going to be emailing them. We're going to be staying top of mind with them. And then when they are ready to make that, take that next step, we'll be the one that they're thinking about. And talking about following up, this is, along with those frequently asked questions and the should ask questions, the long game, this is where you really need to be focused on. And this is something that you can take away from today's presentation. I think that it'll have the significant impact. One of the, I'm in a million marketing groups, and one of the things that I've heard over and over and over again is the two most valuable things that you can do right now inside of marketing in general are emails and paid ads. And so I know that right now, like, just social media, I mean, you have to have social media, because if you don't have social media, people think you're not in business. But it's not bringing in new clients technically, but what is bringing in new clients? Emails and paid ads. And so what you want to make sure that you're doing, and like I was just saying about the snowball effect, you want to make sure that you are following up with an email newsletter that's sent out weekly, every single week, like clockwork. And again, some people need weeks, months, or even years before hiring you, and you need to stay in front of them with a newsletter. And so what does that even look like? It's simple. It's just an email newsletter that provides non-legal, educational, fun, community-focused, brief content that goes out at the same exact time every single week, like on repeat. And it can have links to your upcoming events, if you're doing webinars, links to access the webinar, links to access and register for your upcoming workshops. It'll always have links to download your call to actions, your guides, set up a consultation, and things like that. But the top part of it, let's see if I can go back here. You can see, like, you know, helpful tips to breeze through tax season, how to start a family conversation about estate planning, like just a little brief article followed by some things that you'd like to get out there into the universe. And I think right now, I don't think I have it on here, but I know that every week we have in our team meetings here at BAMBiz, we track our clients' open rates on these type of emails. And I know they're in the 30%. And so 30% plus of your list is going to be opening that every single week on repeat, over and over and over again. And sometimes, some weeks, they're not going to open it, and sometimes they will. Some people unsubscribe, some won't. But again, over time, you're going to get more and more people that signed up for a workshop, didn't come to the workshop, sign up for a new workshop, come to that workshop, and then become a client. This could be months or years later because you're doing this. And if you're not doing it, it's just, it's like a whole business that you're basically missing out on because you're not following up with the people. And you've spent the marketing dollars acquiring these people into your system already. If you're running paid ads, if you're doing, you know, community events, if you're doing any type of thing where you're collecting names, phone numbers, and email addresses of people, you need to be marketing to those people from the time that they opt in. Because what we've seen is, like, say you do a once a quarter email newsletter or once a month email newsletter, or, hey, did we send a newsletter out? No, we haven't done that in 6 months, and we sent one out. What you see is a significant drop off on the people. Like, the unsubscribe rate is huge because they go, who are these people? I don't even remember them. Unsubscribe me. But when you're doing it consistently week after week, they're expecting your email newsletter, even if they don't read it. And then you're staying top of mind. Then the subject line, Blake Law Firm, Blake Law Firm, Blake Law Firm. Okay, great. And then boom, when it's time for them to, you know, on that next Tuesday, when they get your email, hey, you know what? My brother just called and talked to me about mom. I need to open this and reach out to them. And that's just what you're trying to do. You're just trying to keep all these different touch points with all the people that you've acquired over time. Kind of like a doomsday scenario, but like imagine a world where like you're doing all these paid advertisements, you're having success on Facebook. This is like my nightmare situation, obviously, as a marketing agency. But like, you know, Facebook goes out of business tomorrow or closes down, or the monopoly police are out after them and they shut them down or something like that. We can't run ads on Facebook anymore. But if over time you've been doing this strategy and you have a list of thousands of people in your community, you basically, what you've done is you've built your own social network in this as an email newsletter so that you're able to follow up and engage with these people and continue to figure out the new marketing strategies that would be out there to continue that without much of a downturn in your business. So if you don't have an email newsletter, an easy way to make it happen right away, just export email lists that you have already from things like events that you've done, your CRM, any type of place that you have that. Write a short, helpful email. If you have our platform, you can use our Marketing Essentials of Content. We give it to you. And then you can schedule it out to go weekly with no exceptions. So again, you're not bothering them. They opted in. They can unsubscribe at any time. And so you just have to keep that in mind. Because I think somehow at some point, a lot of law firms were like, we're bothering people. And you're not bothering. These aren't people that you just like bought on the dark web from somebody on Fiverr. These are people that have opted in to come to your events and do different things with you already. So these are people that they want to hear from you. And you not doing it, then they're going to forget about that thing that they opted in with you. And then the next person, the next estate planning or elder law firm that they find is the one that's, then the one that does follow up with them is the one that they're going to get their business from. So I put this in here. I mean, obviously, if you're doing all the other things, client care programs, I think that's a hidden gold mine. I think that could be a whole nother webinar, but that's definitely something that you should, you know, as a marketing agency, I say that's something that you should be definitely thinking about. There's lots of ways that you can continue to help the families that you're helping in your community and turn your clients into basically subscribers of the law firm that allows you the ability to help them for the life of that client. My big challenge for everybody on this and watching the recording is, yeah, just pick up one of these things that we're talking about and implement it. I mean, these aren't groundbreaking strategies here. These are strategies that I've tried to explain in a way that I think that, you know, with or without a marketing agency, if you just have time and you want to play around with it, or you want your team to play around with it, that you can definitely implement some of these on your own. And if you don't have the time or you want to outsource it, you can outsource it to an agency like Bambiz or somebody else. But pick one strategy and implement it, and do it now. You know, I said next week, but do it now. You know, it's the beginning of the week. And I think that if, you know, by Friday, you could probably have one of these things done pretty easily. What's the top six things here? Download the ideal client avatar sheet and define your ideal client. Fix your messaging. Optimize your online presence. Dominate Google reviews. Understand what your goal is. You know, you're shooting in the dark if you don't know what your goal is. So find what your competitors are doing. Make sure that you're at least in the top three that are showing up when people are searching as far as the number of Google reviews your firm has. Create scroll stopping ads that are engaging. Use video. Don't be shy. Kind of stand out. Be a little bit different. Automate and personalize your follow-ups. Develop a weekly email newsletter. And then start thinking once you have all that stuff done and you start getting a new pipeline of clients, you know, start thinking about what can you do to help those clients more frequently? And I think that's really going to help you as well. And I do think I see some questions that have popped up in here. And so I'm going to go ahead and answer those real quick. And then if you have more questions, I would love for you to populate those inside of there as well. And I'll run through those as much as I possibly can. So Theo had mentioned between Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, which would you recommend to start with first? I would say it depends on your goals. If you're looking for just like getting new clients today, then I would say Facebook. And by default, you can make that Facebook and Instagram. If you're running paid ads, you can run them both on there at the same exact time. If you're looking for like just a long-term play, then that would be more of like YouTube. I would say paid ads on Facebook and Instagram are going to get you leads within the next 24 hours, and then you can take those leads and then follow up with them, hopefully get them into consultation, workshops, webinars. And then as you start building that out, you'll have a web email newsletter list. You'll be able to start putting out those videos, and it'll be a great thing for you here. Let me go ahead and read the next one. Again, keep putting these questions in here. I'd love to answer more and more. The more, the better. If you are a solo and do not have the staff to do all the follow-up, what do you recommend? I recommend doing what you can do based on the time that you have as a solo. And I know that, you know, obviously there are automations. We talked a little bit about those. I'm going to assume that you have some type of CRM or something like that that has the ability to do automated follow-ups. And so like in ours, when we build it out, it's called like workflows. And so you would just build a, like a workflow inside of your CRM based on, you know, if it's a workshop lead, a webinar lead, someone that downloaded a guide or you know, set up a consultation, and then overkill the follow-up inside of there. And then strategically put in a couple places to do the manual follow-up. And if you literally can't do the manual follow-up yourself, you know, find somebody on like maybe it's a Facebook group or, you know, something like that can help you out super part-time following up because their CRM should be able to tag certain steps of that. And then you could just tag it to that person and then have somebody follow up with you. And I know there's some companies out there as well that'll do follow-ups as well. I know we're even working on, I know it's not personalized touch, but there's even like AI phone call systems out there right now. And we're building one out that'll do that as well. So it sounds like a real person that's doing the phone call follow-up. And then if they do have questions that they can't address, then they just transfer it over to the office. So it's a pretty cool world that we're about to be in here shortly. And that is a question for Amy. I know Stephanie said, will there be a recording of this presentation? I assume that there will be a recording of it, but I don't know where that'll live. So I'm sure Amy will follow up with you guys on the recordings of this. So I do want to say too, if you have more questions, let me know. Anybody that we have, I know that there's access to a course inside of the Krause portal where I talk more about marketing from my book, Unstoppable Growth. And so if you want to access that book, the ebook is inside of there, and a course that walks you through a lot of different marketing strategies we talked to today. And then some, looks like Amy threw that link inside of the chat. And if you want, like some people just like real books. And so my email's up on the screen right now. If you'd like a copy of the real book, I'd be happy. It'd be my honor to send one of those out to you. Just shoot me an email and I'll mail you the book. We also have two other new books out, and I'd be happy just to like throw all three books, into an envelope and mail it over to you. It's my gift for being on this presentation. So feel free to shoot me a personal email and be happy to get that out to you. If anybody else has any questions, I've got some more time to answer those for you.
All right. Looks like that is all the questions we have for today. So, the last question, there will be a recording of this webinar available shortly through your attorney access account. I provided a link in the chat, as Jim mentioned, to his comprehensive video series and a free download of the Unstoppable Growth book that is available to our attorney access premium subscribers. And the webinar itself today will be available to all Attorney Access members, so basic and premium. Just note that you will need to be logged in to Attorney Access in order for that link to work for you. But of course, if you have any other questions for Jim, please do reach out. If for some reason you lose his email, you let us know and we'll get your information over to him for follow-up. And Jim, I do want to thank you again for joining us today. I think we all learned a lot from your presentation, and I want to remind everyone to also complete that post-webinar survey.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Amy, for having me.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Thanks.